You know how you have one of those days that's going along like usual, and then something happens that changes everything? That's exactly what happened to me the day we crucified Jesus. In my position as a soldier of Rome, I oversee the crucifixions. It's no big deal. But when I first started the job, it was a lot worse. I'd have nightmares after hearing their screams. And I'd been doing it for so long now that I've almost become deaf to the cries of the condemned men. You can't let yourself get soft in my type of job. That's just the cold, hard truth of it. So on that day, we had scheduled 3 crucifixions. A little heavier than usual, but my men could handle it. The problem we really faced was that the crucifixions were scheduled for right after the Passover, that Jewish holiday. In Jerusalem during the Passover, the crowds were enormous. Those Jews are devout, that's for sure. So we're getting ready to start the day when we get word that there has been a change of plans. One of the criminals we were scheduled to execute was released, and instead, the man named Jesus was to be crucified in his place. For me, it doesn't matter who we nail to the tree. For sport, and to speed the process up a bit, we usually spend time wearing the criminals down. We give them a real good beating to weaken their body and their resolve. So we get Jesus into the yard. The others have heard that he claimed to be a king, so for fun, they dress him in a robe and put a crown of thorns on his head. They press it down into his scalp, hard, to make sure it will stay. He doesn't say a word. That was the first thing that I noticed about him. He took it all without a word. Other men would scream out in pain or curse us or beg for release, but not Jesus. And please don't think it was because he wasn't hurting. In fact, one of my men, who thrives on the painful cries of others, beat him so hard just to hear him beg for all mercy. I finally had to intervene before he beat Jesus to death. I mean, we were going to kill him, but I had protocols to follow. He was so weak from the beating that he could barely lift his cross. That's a particularly demeaning thing we do as part of crucifixions. We make the condemned man carry his own cross to Golgotha. It works on them to think that they are carrying their means of death on their own backs. Up to that day, I hadn't thought much about it. Jesus struggled for a long time, but it was obvious he couldn't do it on his own. Finally, we grabbed a man out of the crowd to carry it for him. Finally, when we got him nailed to the tree and placed it in the ground, the other 2 criminals were already in place. Some of the men who had coerced Pilate into crucifying Jesus were mocking him. "He saved others, let him save himself." One of the other criminals was mocking him too. It's bad enough when the crowd does it, but when someone in the same position does that, well, that's just sad. The other criminal told him to shut up, and then he said to Jesus, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom." I thought that was odd. Sure, the sign above his head said King of the Jews, but I thought it was a joke of Pilate's. Obviously, this Jesus had no kingdom. But he said, "Today, you'll be with me in paradise." I'll never forget that. During the time Jesus hung on the cross, the weather got really strange. I mean, this is the middle of the day, and it was as dark as night. The crowd began to wane. Hardly anyone stays the entire time for a crucifixion. It just takes too long. In an unusually short amount of time, short compared to other crucifixions, Jesus called from the cross to God, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." And he died. The earth shook. And that was it. But I thought about it as I watched all this going on and waited for the others to die. I've heard men from the cross beg to their gods to die, but that never meant their death occurred any quicker. I've never seen the sky get so dark or the earth quake at such an extraordinary time. Yes, the day I met Jesus was like any other day until I realized I watched the death of a remarkable man. I heard the reports that he rose 3 days later. That makes sense to me. The one who has the power to give his life up like that must surely have the power to take it back. And that changes everything. Truly, he was the Son of God.